There's a great deal of cooperation between the Princeton Index of Christian Art, which has been in existence for decades, between the Princeton Index and the Jerusalem Index. In fact, the Jerusalem Index was somewhat patterned after the Princeton Index, which only shows that this is a an undertaking that is very highly regarded by scholars in the field of art. And in fact, Jewish art has in recent years become a separate discipline. Study of and whatever a discipline in art would normally do, and it is now something that's going on in many universities and institutes all over the world, the study of Jewish art.
I had not thought about security playing a factor in this until you brought it up. And evidently the three synagogues that you have contacted in the greater Pittsburgh area have resolved this internally to allow you to come in. But could you share us maybe some of their questions that they've had concerning security?
Well, the obvious one, that if not only the whole wide world, but individual thieves or would-be thieves would know what's available, what is on view or what's on display or in the safety boxes in the synagogues, would attempt to burglarize. The existence of the index provides a tool for researchers and art historians. It is a relatively a sphere of activity that is not indulged by the ordinary man on the street. So the information available through the index would only trickle through to those who are in search of information and need the same for their studies. And so the computerization of this information is not really an impediment in the way of our doing the work. The synagogues have resolved it.
So there were no parameters given as a stipulation of allowing you to come in and do their indexing, because you've already set.
Yes, that is so. But should any further questions or reservations come up, we are very anxious to lay all their fears at ease. Certainly we don't want to be problematic. We want to do this for the sake of the general good, and synagogues cooperating understand that.
And certainly the article that the two women wrote for the Chronicle did that by talking of...
and not mentioning the name of the synagogue.
Exactly.
We are careful. This kind of publicity is for the general public. What the index deals with is research work and the historical approach in assessing communities of a certain period for future study, and therefore the danger of any individual synagogue is nearly nil.
Do you have anything else that you would like to add?
I think I mentioned in every which way how this, why this documentation is important, and we try to, in our letters to would-be friends of our index or in seeking funds, we have explained it in several different ways. I think I've covered it all. Do you have any other questions? One of our original thoughts was, and I think it pervades all of this kind of research about the Jewish culture, that especially in America, while we don't have any strictly vanishing communities as there might be in Europe, or there had been, especially in Eastern Europe, we do have the danger of an ongoing, the rate of assimilation in our communities, and sometimes, as in the far west or some other Midwest, not the Midwest, some places, I think there have been stories about this too, where in small communities the Jews have just up and left within the last couple of decades. And in well-established communities like ours, synagogues may fold in our suburban areas, not suburban, but the smaller communities, mill towns, etc. There is a danger of not only in synagogue possession, but in private possession through assimilation and the lessening of interest in our Jewish heritage, that objects will either end up in garage sales or just by ignorance as to their value or identity, that they become lost. And this is an important matter for Jewish historians and historians of Jewish art.
Do you think then that this committee might expand to be a nerve center for if a synagogue leaves a small town to follow that Judaic,
the contents of their synagogue?
Right, the contents of their synagogue.
Yes, that would be another one of the byproducts or benefits of this kind of work. In other words, awareness and knowledge go a long way.
So we could spread the word of this committee that it would be a storage knowledgeable house for someone to contact you, that our synagogue is now disbanding and our Judaic object will be going someplace else.
Not only that they might be going somewhere else, but we now have them, so they should be part of this pool of information. And in this regard, I might add that the results of our work, the index that we will have completed here, if it ever will be completed, will be deposited with the Jewish Archives of the Western Pennsylvania Historical Society, so that there is a double assurance of information being in place and available at some future time.
And that society is in place in Pittsburgh?
Yes, the Western Pennsylvania Historical Society, of which the Jewish Archives is now an integral part.
We thank you very much.
You're very welcome.